What's up, y'all? It's your girl Lex P.
And it's your girl Dre Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
So, y'all, let me tell y'all something. First of all, we got the mimosas.
Mimosas.
Look, I'm getting tipsy already.
And it ain't even one yet.
So this is the first time we've recorded an episode during the day.
This
so
early.
Clap for us for being, we're trying to be professional, y'all.
We are. So, and I was actually kind of punctual today.
She
I
was.
I had time to do my makeup and everything before our guest got here.
So let me tell y'all. So we have a guest sitting right here, but let me set this up for y'all. So I had to lie to Drea this morning. I'm confessing to you that I'm lying. I told her that the guest was going to be here at 11:30. So guess what time Drea got here? 11:30.
No, I did not.
You got here at 11:24.
No, I got here at 11:20.
Four. You want me to show you what my apartment's called to let you in the gate?
Oh, it was
11:24. But it's cool, but because I said, Drea, get here at 10:45 so I can set up the computer and I can set up everything and have it ready. She's like, okay, girl. But we're here. She got
but
here.
See, look, I probably shouldn't have did this, but I took my wig off last night and I had to wash my hair and flat iron and everything this morning. So for me to wake up at 7
we commend
and get
you.
Here at 11 something, I think that's pretty good.
Thank
and
you.
I did my makeup.
Thank you for doing us that favor.
You're welcome.
So anyways, I'm so excited to have this guest here today. Y'all have been asking us to have her on over and over again. Shout out to Mandy for linking me up with her. We have Passport Cuddy here
Woo-hoo!
Today.
Thank you, guys.
What's going on?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. But my voice is a little scratchy. I've been doing podcasts all week.
I know you
Girl,
are.
I know you
But first, busy. Let me say how hard it was to get her here. Because she is, the sister is
oh,
booked
yeah,
and busy.
Busy.
She's like, well, can you do this day? This day? I was like, oh, I got that.
Yeah, she's
I was
super,
like
super
trying
busy.
To lick, you know,
all
do
our
all of them.
So was telling us that they was recording with you.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, damn, let me get a ticket.
You just recorded.
Yeah.
And I was texting Cass.
On Tuesday.
Cass said he just recorded.
I was like, well, hold on, bitch. Let me get in line. Let me get
so
in
I
line.
I did tell Mandy to tell you.
Yes.
And then I think she forgot. I was like, did you ever hit Lex? She was like, oh, let me hit her now.
Yes. So thank you so much for being here. So for those who don't know who Cuddy is, tell us a little about Cuddy and your brand and who you are.
Okay. So Passport Cuddy really started on Twitter, you know, when that was like, Black
Super
Twitter was
black,
at its height. And that's really where I got my start. It was just me being super unfiltered, raw commentary about sex, dating, mm-hmm. relationships, all of that. And then I transferred into Instagram and made it visual. So mm-hmm. I started going like viral that way. And I recently wrote a book called The MM Man Is for Money.
It's my favorite topic.
It's a woman's guide on how to handle men. It's a woman's guide on how to handle men and money and dating and relationships. Throughout my time on Twitter, I was constantly talking about like guys giving me money or sugar daddies or, you know, just mm-hmm. being comfortable to say whatever I want to say to mm-hmm. guys. And people would always write me, Cuddy, how can I get this guy to do this? Or how can I ask this guy to do this? Well, I've been dating this guy for 4 months. He ain't never did nothing for me. Or, you know, like asking me so many questions about money and men and mm-hmm. just asking. And I realized that women are super uncomfortable having conversations with men about not just money, but just any expectations.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I just got to put everything that I think and that I
and
know. And, that I,
and
yeah.
that's smart.
That's
yeah.
dope.
But that's true what you said. Like, women yeah. definitely have an issue talking to guys about things
yeah.
like that. So.
Because the first thing they say, I don't want him to think.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first line mm-hmm. that they say. Like,
yeah.
it doesn't matter what city, how old, how young,
right.
how pretty, how, mm-hmm. you know, big, small, whatever. They're like, because I don't, well, what you think he going to think if I say, I'm like, if he don't think the same thing as you, then he not for you.
Right.
You know, so it doesn't matter.
So how do you feel when people say the thing like, oh, he's not scared to ask me for pussy, so I'm going to ask him for money?
See, I don't like to use that particular analogy because then it does sound super transactional
yeah.
and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And I want them to know it's not about if that's what they want, which is pussy.
Mm-hmm.
If you want dick, that's cool.
Right.
But if, let's say his dick is not all that.
Mm,
or
which
let's
most
say,
of the time is
right?
not.
It's usually trash.
Right. Or let's say, you know, like you really want a relationship or you really want, you know, like you just want more, like you want a cuddle or, you know, whatever. I
That's
just feel
me.
Like, I feel like identify what it is that you want.
Okay.
Right. And then that is what equals to the pussy. You know, like, so it's not so much, oh, I need money for the pussy, mm-hmm. you know, for giving pussy. What is it that you want?
So
is
you can identify that on the first date.
Yeah, no, within yourself, like, to know what you want from this guy, okay. right? Now, let's say, for example, it is that you want money. Let's say he's not your type. He's been flaunting money all around, mm-hmm. or he's been approaching you with money. So you're like, I want some money out of him. Mm-hmm. You know, so you kind of know that you're going to, and you know what he want from you because he's
right.
telling you.
Right.
So, and I just feel like you don't have to be so direct with it. Like, yeah. now some people can. You know, like, I literally have friends who be like, how much you going to pay for it?
Right.
You know, like, but that's the thing.
I've had friends like
that. No, and you know, the thing about it is that it's not uncommon, especially, like, girls, like, I have a lot of friends who used to dance, right? Mm-hmm. So they are super, like,
bored.
Explicit yeah. Yeah, with they what they want, because that's just how it's been in the strip club mm-hmm. and stuff like that. They're not worried about, like, what people gonna think. They're like, this is what it is. I had friends who did porn. They do the same thing, you know, but who just are comfortable with saying that. But if you're just a regular girl and you don't have that comfortability, yeah. like, saying mm-hmm. it, then you just got to know what you want, and then you got to try to finesse it out of them the same way they're trying to finesse the pussy out of you. Because right. every guy doesn't come up to you and be like, I want to fuck, or right. I want to, you know.
Right.
But what do? They go and they put their hand on your leg, or they say something mm-hmm. sexual, or they be like, you know. And I just feel like guys are just always throwing in something at the most awkward time. Like, you're just like, oh, sorry, I didn't see your text. I was in the shower. And they'll be like,
let me come
here. Right.
Without me?
Exactly. That's what they gonna say. They gonna be like, oh, you dripping wet, ain't you? Oh, I wish I could dry you up. Right? You just be like,
God, if you think about it, men are so corny.
Yeah, it's so corny.
It's so horny.
Men are very corny and very horny. Jesus Christ. Okay, so we're gonna get into the first topic here, because yesterday on Twitter, something happened with Meg Thee Stallion, and she was out with Trey Songz. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, oh, Meg a hoe and blah, blah, blah. She basically right. reacted and was like, I'm not a hoe. Why do y'all want me to be a hoe so bad? And then one girl was like, well, you make hoe music, so why are you so mad about people calling you a hoe? Mm-hmm. And then another girl was like, well, don't be dense, because nobody wants to be called out their name.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know, what does the word hoe mean to y'all? Because for me, when me and Dre have conversations, I be like, oh, bitch, I'm going hoe tonight.
Right.
Or yeah. bitch, I'm going to be a hoe. But if a nigga was like in the streets being like, yo, Lex a hoe,
mm-hmm.
I would be upset as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, what does the word, like, hoe mean to y'all? Like, do y'all feel like it's a bad thing, or have we taken back the name hoe?
Now, I feel like it's about the intent.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I agree.
So it's like,
'cause I use the word.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And but when I use it sometimes, like, even with you, like, I'll say little shit, but we be playing with
right.
each other.
Right, right.
But I think it becomes negative when somebody using it to, like, demean
mm-hmm.
you. You know what
right.
I mean? Which I feel like is 9 times out of 10,
that's what they yeah.
trying to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And historically, that's yeah. what the word means.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, like, before, right now, I've transitioned into calling myself, like, an unconventional life coach, because, mm-hmm. you know, I give people the raw, uncensored, unfiltered truth about things and strategies on how to, you know, get better, do better, all of that stuff. But back in the day, they had coined me the whole coach.
The whole coach. Wow. Yeah, that's why I when followed I, her. I said, yeah, I need to learn. I'm ready to learn. Anoint me.
If I would have known, I would have followed you.
No, but you know, I didn't make up that name for myself. I was just talking about, like I said, I was talking about the sugar daddies. I was talking about dating guys with money. I was talking about all of this stuff. I was talking about sex online, whatever. So, you know, and all the people who used to, like, retweet me and be like, yo, Cuddy talking real shit, whatever. They used to be like, you like a fucking hoe coach. And like a guy, he said it like mm-hmm. on some shady shit. But I definitely was like, that's kind of cool.
That
was, like, at that time, because I was like 24, 25.
Right.
So I was like, I don't care. So I took that, you know, I took on that title and I ran with it. But then, like, of course, people start, for me, it was just funny. It was mm-hmm. like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then people really start trying to make you feel crazy about it. Like, mm-hmm. oh, you coach hoes, or you're hoes, or, you know, you a hoe, you the biggest hoe, you the hoe coach, you know?
Right.
And I'm just like, let me, like, move forward from this, like, move on from this, because the way people are using it are so intently degrading, you know. When you're saying anything, you say, I always say, they gonna call you a hoe if you don't fuck, they gonna call you yeah. a hoe if you do fuck, they're gonna
true.
Call you a hoe based on who you fuck, they gonna call, like, so,
because even if you don't fuck, they still gonna make the assumption
right
that you
fuck. Exactly. But I look at it, I was just telling somebody this the other day, I said, okay, so you a hoe if you fuck 100 niggas, right? Mm-hmm. This is what they're going to say. Oh, you a hoe, whatever. You could fuck 2 niggas and they could be brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be a hoe. And you're going to be a hoe. Because of the relationship between those two dudes. Yep.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like, that's why... And as far as the definition is concerned, I don't think that there's a real definition. But like I said, it's all about how you move.
Right.
You know, like, so it's, I don't think it's about the number, but it's about, like, your behavior. And like I said, if you're going to fuck 2 brothers, you can't be mad if somebody call you a hoe. Because somebody just going to call you a hoe because they just going to be like, yo, out of all the men in the world.
You fuck 2 niggas that were brothers.
Right.
They came out the same
day. Exactly.
Well, I just feel like the word hoe, like, I don't care what your intent is, it never bothers me.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Because at the end of the day, I'm single. So if I do fuck 2 brothers and I'm a hoe, okay, cool. The dick was good for both of them. I mean, it was hereditary.
It doesn't bother me. Like, I feel like at the end of the day, I'm grown. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
That's what I'm saying. So
you don't need to be clocking my pussy, no way. You don't need to be worried about what I do.
That's definitely how I feel. Because like I said, either way, if the intent is to be negative or whatever you're trying to say, I guess I just, the word never, it used to bother me. Like, I feel like when I was in my younger days, I used to move like, oh, I can't have sex with you because you're going to think I'm a hoe. What am I going to do if people think I'm a hoe? But now that I'm 30 and I'm grown and I'm single, I mean, if I'm a hoe because I'm dating and I'm fucking, okay, I'll be that. Who cares?
And I don't know. I feel like we could definitely agree with Cuddy when what she was saying. She was getting all of the backlash and stuff on Twitter. We get so much backlash from the show. Like, people be like, y'all some hoes, and y'all have the wrong ideology about life and about dating. And it's like, do we or do you?
Well, this is the thing. First of all, I think it all changes in... Like, it goes in cycles as far as what you think now probably not going to be what you think in 5 years. It's not going to be what you think in 10 years, right? So, some of the things, I'm not going to lie, I look back at those tweets like, you know, like, shit, right, I can see why they was calling me out because I was wilding. Right? So I could totally understand people's perception. I always say, like, you can't get mad at how people perceive what you put out there.
Right.
Right? So... if you're comfortable putting out your business and how you do it and how you, you know, like, whatever, then how people react to it, I always say, like, I can't get mad that people judge me based on the information that I put out. So if they don't fuck with me, they just don't fuck with
me. But I'm not gonna lie, Cuddy, you started a whole era of different style of tweeting.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, like, nobody was tweeting like that.
I know.
Even the shit I say now, how I act on Twitter now, like, that shit comes from Cuddy.
Yeah.
Being like, you know what, she's Cuddy. I'm like, bitch, I can do this shit
right,
too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I noticed, like, when I just started tweeting, not exactly how she was, but when I started tweeting how I felt and the real shit that I do.
More people relate.
I had on my old people account before I got my account. Yeah, I had like 30,000 on my other account before it got deleted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, when you're real, people really fuck with it.
They do.
But, you know, it's like people are always saying to me, oh, it's like you speak what's in my mind, but I'm too scared to say it.
That's some real shit. That's some real shit.
I'm saying the same shit that I be thinking, but I don't be wanting to say it. I think niggas don't judge me. I be like, fuck these niggas.
Right. But another thing is that as far as the type of, okay, when you were saying that they were saying, y'all have the wrong perception of dating and relationships. Sometimes it's not that you have the wrong perception. They just didn't meet those type of guys that are in that lifestyle and that category.
Okay, before we get on, I'm glad that you said that because this actually goes into our next topic.
Okay.
So what we're going to talk about, dating who you want versus dating who you need. Because I said I definitely wanted to talk to you about this because we all, I mean, you get money now. Your tax bracket didn't change a little bit. So do you feel like the type of men, like, can you date who you want now versus who you needed back in the day, like when you needed things more?
I totally get that question, and it's still relevant right now because even though I make more money than I did before, I'm still in that investment stage in myself and my business, and it costs money. So it's like sometimes you still need to date. You could be making $20,000 and need $30,000. So it's like I still need to date somebody who's gonna help me with that other $10,000.
Right.
So it's like it's not that you a broke bitch. It's just that the money that you you just need a little help.
Right. Because I feel like people look at us a certain way and they feel like, I mean, me and Dre do well for ourselves. Right. We're comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Dre a little more comfortable than me. But y'all know what I'm getting at. But what I'm saying is I feel like people look at us sometimes because we're like, these are the type of guys we date. Right, period. Right, now, Dre worse than me. Because she like, unless you got 50 million bands, mama not popping that pussy.
Well, I don't say 50 million.
Oh, we're not gonna talk about Mr. 50. So I just feel like sometimes people look at us crazy because the type of men we like today. But I'm like, we got stuff that we trying to do and stuff that we're trying to accomplish. It's not.
I don't have time for small talk.
Right.
I posted a meme yesterday that said that I don't have time for small talk. What do you want?
Right.
But I feel like the difference is though, because me and Dre aren't necessarily asking for like Chanel bags and stuff like that. Nothing's wrong with that, but more so like we are focused on our businesses, the things that we have going on. So how do you feel about like girls that just want to get the Chanel bags versus the girls that want to invest in themselves?
Well, I think that it's not uncommon that people haven't identified what their goals are, you know, and also like, let's say, for example, for me, I used to work retail. So I used to get all the designer stuff for super cheap. I used to get the crazy discount, you know. So I've had all the Chanel, the this, the that, since early, like 17. I started Bloomingdale's at 17. They had Chanel in there. They had Prada, this, that.
I'm 30, still ain't got no Chanel. My pussy popping wrong.
No, I was working there.
Oh, my bad.
No, I was working retail. Okay, I was getting all of this stuff. And so then I already had this stuff, right? And then, like, I stopped working there maybe, like, 20 years old. But now I'm attracting men based on the, you know, the pieces that I already had, right? So now
I think that makes a difference.
It does. Sometimes, you know, like it can.
I feel like sometimes it makes a guy look at you and he be like, oh, okay, she already got that, so I don't mind buying
exactly.
Okay.
Remember the dude I used to fuck with that lived in my
neighbor bay.
I used to fuck with this nigga. He told me one day, he was like, honestly, if we kept fucking with each other, I wouldn't mind buying you some shit because you already got shit.
Right.
But if I seen a bitch with an Aldo bag, I would never buy her nothing. And I was just like, niggas really think
They can. They absolutely can because they just feel like, I don't need to be the one to upgrade you.
Yeah, I
feel like it's half because some men want to upgrade people. Like, I have a homeboy. Yeah. He's messing with this girl. She's beautiful. But he was like, man, I be taking her to steakhouses and she be having on flip-flops and jeans. Yeah. He's like, but I'm an upgrader.
Right, yeah.
Because some men are like that. They want to upgrade you.
Yeah, because, and that's one thing, you know. So now you have, let's say there was a girl who never really had, okay, there's two separate thoughts I want to say, and now they both in my mind. First of all, every girl is not in the entrepreneur space as us,
right?
So let's say she just has a regular job that she works in an office. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, she might not need no money for a business because she probably gonna ask for the Chanel bag because what else she gonna do with that other money? Like, yeah, some people save it. No, I'm cool with my 40-hour-a-week job, my check. I want somebody that I don't want to spend $3,000 of the money that I worked so hard on this Chanel bag. So I want a guy to buy it if he gonna buy it, you know. And now on the flip side, you know, you have the girls who have the option to either invest or just get the stuff. And that's where people start judging because they're like, oh, you could be doing this, but you'd rather do that. And I'm like, you know what? If you don't have one, fine, get the bag. But if that's what you consistently ask for and there's other things that you could be doing, let's say you got some parking tickets on your car or you fucking your license is suspended or you could go back to school with the, you know, with tuition money or something like that and you just still asking for bags and shoes, now I'm gonna be like, okay, she's making a mistake. She's not really asking for things that, you know, are important. But to each his own, because at the end of the day, we all have looked back and was like, damn, I should have did that with the money instead.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I mean, it's just a learning experience.
It is a learning experience. Like, recently, I paid off my car with the money I got from a nigga.
Right.
And I ain't got no car note. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but it's like,
when you was like 21, would you have done
shit?
No.
When I tell y'all the money that I used to get just from working, I used to work in the club, and money I used to get from, I was traveling, drinking my money away, shopping. Yeah. And so I know now at 30, like, the money that I get from niggas is going into something that I'm going to
pay my rent up. I'm going to pay a car note. Yes. I'm going to pay down a credit card.
Drea knows about that. I'll, speak on it, queen.
That's what I be doing. Honestly, like, I will pay my rent up. I will pay my car note up. And, like, me and one of my best friends, he lives in Houston. We was having a conversation a few weeks ago. And he was like, it's about to be the end of 2019. You need to get your Rolex. We had made a promise that whenever one of us got a Rolex, the other one was going to get it the same year. So he bought his earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So he was like, Drea, it's almost December. You need to get your Rolex. And I was like, you know what? I do be stacking my bread up. And I don't be spending my money on half the shit that I could be spending it on. So I'm like, you know what? If I don't get a fucking Rolex or something for Christmas from Mr. PP, I'm
going to
buy it myself.
Right.
Honestly, because it's like, I really don't be spending my money on bullshit. When I look at it, I be being really responsible with the money.
And it's okay to treat yourself every now and then.
Right.
Now, I've been wanting to... It's... And I be so mad because I be thinking to myself, all the money the niggas done gave me, I still don't got a Rolex. And never got one.
That's how I feel.
But all the money even I spent on myself on anything. Yeah. And it's funny because I got a whole tour, no credit card. And still just won't go get it. Like, I mean,
it's a big experience.
I don't think I've never spent $15,000 or $20,000 at one time. Mm. And I'm just like, yeah. So the funniest story happened. Like, I totally believe in signs and Mercury retrograde and all of that
stuff. Oh, Lord. Right? I'm going to let these bitches talk for a second.
I know. I do.
Oh, Lord.
I'm glad it's over. This was the last one.
Oh, my God. Okay. So earlier this year, I'm in Miami in Bar Harbor, and I'm like, passing Tourneau. I'm like, girl, just go get the goddamn Rolex, right? So I go in there, and I'm like, it's Mercury retrograde. You know you ain't supposed to be getting no big purchases. Right. You know you're not supposed to be buying technology, big things, signing contracts. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh! And then I was like, well, I'm going against this. I don't give a fuck. I'm right here. I'm just going to do it.
No,
I walk in the store, and... I think my limit was only 10,000, but the watch was 15,000 that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I only got 10. And then it was like, oh, well, you could try to raise it. And I was like, no, cause then it's gonna, affect my credit, whatever.
Right.
And then they were like, I said, but I don't want to get declined cause I'm gonna feel embarrassed or whatever. Right. And she was like, it ain't nothing but a trial. Like, just try.
Yeah.
I said, all right, go ahead. Right. So I'm sitting there. And my phone, and then I'm sitting there, and the lady comes over. She was like, she asked to speak to you. Usually when they ask to speak to the customer to verify, that means that they're going to raise it. So you probably going to get it. So she was like, here. So on the phone with the lady, the lady's like, oh, hey, ma'am, can you, do you have the telephone number that we have on file so we can send a text message for security or whatever to make sure that it's you? I was like, oh, yeah. As soon as she said, oh, I'm about to send a text message now. I swear on God, as soon as she went to go send the text message, the phone broke. The what? Shit went, and it just said no service.
That was a sign.
Oh, like, my God.
I'm telling you, retrograde is fucking real.
It really is. The phone literally all of a sudden lost all the bars, and where it says Sprint, it literally said no service. It would not. I turned it back on. I was like, can you send it to my other cell phone? Cause I have two phones. I said, can you send it? They was like, no, it has to be the 105. I was like, I know they think I'm a scammer in here. I know they think.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I walked out of there so embarrassed, but I was like, oh my God.
But it, look, you say 15. Yeah.
I still don't got a goddamn Rolex.
I am dead. Okay,
but
so
I ain't spending 15, though. Give me a little cute one with the little baby doll.
No, I like the big face.
I
one.
Do want to bust down too, but
no, I don't want to bust down. I just want the bigger. I like the 41 millimeter, and they about to discontinue them, or they discontinue them already. But I don't like the little ones. I feel like I
want
to be like a guy.
Well,
I want a 41.
Look, I'll take a Michael Kors. I just want a watch. I'll take an Apple Watch, actually.
No, you're not.
Something, nigga. Goddamn. Okay, in closing, so do you feel like now you can date who you want versus who you need? Because we get off topic all the time. It's
sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. So do you feel like...
Well, me personally, not yet. Because, like, let's just use this as an example. Mm-hmm. Like, my dude, he got a couple of dollars.
Okay,
and there's
dollars.
Plenty of times that I want to break up with his ass. And I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
Because you really want to be hanging by yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, so I could honestly say that we could even, I don't know if I could date who I want versus who I need, but I also don't know if you could not put up with certain shit because of you needing stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's plenty of times I probably should have been broke over with him a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah, but then he come back with a couple thousand and he'd be like, I know you need help. Then I'm like, I do. I do
the help. You know, honestly, that makes me feel better because I always felt like when women make more money that they can just leave all the bullshit behind. They can date who they want and everything be happy
guys
ever after.
More money have more problems as well.
Right.
They be having more women too.
Right.
They do.
Now let me tell you something. This whole week I've been down here, I've been finding out about certain guys and them having like mistresses and side chicks and stuff like that. Mm. Prominent people that I'm like, no.
Oh yeah.
He posts his wife every day. Mm. I thought they was in love. And I mean, they might be in love, but he still got a whole love mistress. I'm like, no, you know. So it's like, once you have that type of money, it's like they just kind of.
Well, I guess I'll say I meant like when I say who you want. Like I feel like when you have more, when you like a woman when she has her own money, she can date who she want. As in, he don't have to have a lot of money because she got the money. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Like, if you smart, once you get money, why would you even want
to? But we know old girl.
But I do get what you're saying. Because
old girl, you know, like she's getting money,
yeah.
But she's dating somebody who don't got nothing.
Well, it's true. That's okay. True. Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say about this.
Though. I feel like.
No, that's not different. That's a lot of cases.
No.
That goes into the next topic.
Wait,
let Cody say what she got
to
say.
The last thing that I want to say about that is that it's true because I'm going to be honest. There's probably, I thought to myself in my mind that there's probably a guy that I would be with mm-hmm. if he, like everything about him checks the box as far mm-hmm. as a guy who is a great companion, somebody who's loyal, loving, respectful. That like he checks all the boxes, but he broke, right? And I'm not to the level that I need to be for me to be with somebody broke.
Right.
So it's kind of like I get what you mean.
Right.
Like if I was good and I didn't have any worry at all about money, I might be like, you know what? Let me get with the guy who loves me, respects me. Now, I don't think he's gonna cheat. I don't think he's gonna violate whatever because. Worrying about the guy who has money, that comes with the problems. And they're not loyal. They're not respectful. They're not, you know.
But do y'all feel like that's realistic, though? Like,
that
okay, because say this guy is loving and he's respectful and he's all of these things because he don't have no money or whatever. But say y'all get together and then you taking care of him. You footing the bill for everything because you rich. You got it like that.
Right.
You taking care of him. He living his lavish ass life. Who's to say he won't switch up because now he
has
some shit.
Like some safari shit?
Some shit
like safari?
Right. I mean, I feel like that's the risk you take with anybody, though. Man or female. Like, man or woman.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
so
with a rich nigga, I know he ain't gonna switch up because he already rich.
I'm dead.
He gonna be who he
but
is.
But I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like when I come up on some money, my taste in men might change. These niggas with money be stressful.
Do you think you might date somebody who has less money than you?
I'm not broke.
Yeah.
But I won't be going after the millionaires and shit.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Once I hit my mil,
yeah,
y'all is done. I'm gonna be real.
I feel like all these niggas trash though.
They are trash.
I be feeling like the broke niggas trash.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Middle class niggas
they
trash.
Are.
The rich niggas trash.
They are.
You just gotta pick your poison.
They are.
So speaking of this topic, I wanted to talk about women tricking.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of women do that. Even when women don't have a lot of money and they get a little bit of money, they be wanting to buy niggas. They be like, oh, let me get you these shoes. Oh, we can go half on the rent. Mm-hmm. Let me pay for you a trip.
Right.
So I want to know how y'all feel about women tricking. Because as women, we expect men to trick. So why can't men expect women to trick?
I used to be the OD sugar mama.
Ooh!
Yeah.
That was a surprise. I wasn't ready.
It's funny because I think that I always say like a sugar mama ain't nobody. I mean, a gold digger ain't nobody but a bitch who tied a pan. Because she like, nah, fuck that. So, like in the book, I start off.
Good analogy. Let me add that to my notes.
Like, in the book, I start. I tell, like, I have stories in between the chapters.
Okay.
Of. relationships and situations that I had with guys and like what I learned from it and what, you know, like what happened with them or whatever. So my first experience with a guy who had money was at 21 years old. Before that, I didn't even know guys had money.
Oh, shit.
Because I was fucking with people who didn't have a dime. Because I was that girl who just kind of wanted the dude in her pocket on her hip at 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't want you to go nowhere. Right. I wanted you to be up under me. I was fucking, like, I wanted to be smothered. So if you talk about you've been at my house for 4 days and you need to go home and change, no, I'll buy you a whole new outfit. No, don't go nowhere. Like, no, stay one more night. You need new boxes, I'll wash them, I'll buy you another. You know, like, whatever. I don't know why I was so, like, insecure and stuff. Like, so I literally used to buy guys stuff from the tip of, and like, I was spoiled. So, mm-hmm. like, my grandmother had money and everything, so I remember being 16 years old, and I had a little boyfriend. I was working at the Bronx Zoo, and I had a boyfriend who worked there with me. I literally used to hand him over my whole check and be like, here, you can go.
I know you fucking lying.
No, because we was all working there.
Uh-huh.
And, like, but everybody who was working there, okay, their check was like, okay, I'm going to buy these new sneakers when I get paid on Friday. You know, like,
uh-huh.
So I used to be like, oh, he don't have no money here. You know? So it's like his whole check at the end of the week was like $160. He going to buy some sneakers. And then, but now he don't got no money for the outfit. So I'm like, so he's like, yeah. I'm like, you going to get the sneakers or whatever? He'd be like, yeah, I'm going to get the sneakers. I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, but then I got to wait till next week to get the outfit or whatever. I'm like, you can have my check. I was like, because I'm going to get the sneakers. I'm going to get the sneakers and the outfit.
Regardless, right.
Today, right. Yeah. Like, I'm going to get the sneakers, the outfit, the this, that. Like, I'm going to have everything. And by 16, I was already driving and everything.
Yeah.
So it was like, the money was so petty to me at the time.
Yeah, I get it.
So it was like, here. I was like, oh, a little boy for the projects.
And I'm not going to lie, that's very relatable for me because I used to be that way too.
Oh, my God.
Honestly,
y'all, I can't relate to
that. No, I'm not gonna lie to you. When I first started getting follows on Twitter, it's because I used to be like, I love broke niggas. Oh yeah, because you gotta realize I started working at the club at an early age, and when I first got in the club scene, it was popping.
Yeah,
it was like when Future first came out and Drake was on top. Mm-hmm. So I'm 21 going in the club making $1,200 in a weekend.
Right.
So it was like the guys I was dating at that time, I was letting niggas move in. Right. I let them take my car. I'm like, we in love. So I get it though.
She a Leo like me. So yeah.
You a Leo. Oh yes. I used to be big trick mama.
Cause we like need, like, we need people who's gonna, yeah, like,
we like just to feel needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not only that, but we just,
y'all
need,
like, attention.
Yes. So, like, if you gonna be there in my face and not, mm-hmm, move, okay. Yeah. Like, whatever it takes, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like buying everything, right? And then at 21, when I met this dude and he gave me money, I was like, hold up.
Right.
Wait. Guys have money? Like
niggas got money. Niggers.
Right.
Money?
Right. He done, like, I met him at 40/40, and then, like, he stayed in Atlanta. He was from Jersey. But when he got back to Atlanta, he was like, I was like, oh, I've never been to Atlanta before. And he was like, well, we probably gotta get you down here one of these days. And I'm like, really? I'm telling you, I was like, huh? So, like, the next day, I said, so when am I coming?
You was, like, this was
crazy.
Tell me,
maybe book that flight.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then he said, he was like, oh, when is, he was like, I mean, I don't know. He's like, you know, and he's like, so where am I going to stay? He's like, in a hotel. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, which one? He's like, that's up to you. Ooh. So now,
you get a taste of that.
I go to the laptop. Dun, 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 dun. I go to the laptop, Expedia.com, and I type it. I was like, when? He's like, oh, 2 days is good. You go from like Thursday through Saturday, whatever. And then I'm looking online, and then the first thing said, like, featured, mm-hmm, hotel, whatever. Said the Ritz-Carlton. I ain't never been near Ritz-Carlton, been in the Ritz-Carlton, nothing.
I ain't gonna lie to you. First time I went to the Ritz-Carlton, I was up in there doing a little plot.
Right? It's true. I was really looking like, I was like, I think it said like, I don't know, like 1,100 or something. Mm-hmm. But I had never had anybody spend anything, like,
yeah,
no guys. So I was like, ooh. But I was like, let me, let me take Enjoy a stab it. At it. Let me take a stab
and
at
it. And it changed you, right? I will say this. In my opinion, women who trick have never had a man trick on them.
Well, yes.
That's my opinion because I used to be that girl.
Yeah.
So until you have somebody Good chase you observation. And spoil you, and why are you doing that as a woman?
And see, even when I was in high school, I think you're right. That's probably why
I know. No, I know I'm right. Because
even when I was in high school, it was the opposite. I was like, my boyfriend bought me the New Jordans when they came.
Wait, what's your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Taurus, every Taurus I know is like, I'm God's gift to the earth, and
Oh, fucking brother.
Like, I'm a princess, and yeah. I should be treated as such, and, like,
it's about
to I grew up in a house of Tauruses. My mom is a Taurus, and my sister's a Taurus.
And then me and her mom have the exact same birthday.
Yeah, oh so I definitely get it, but yeah, so, I feel like women...
Taurus girls.
A mess.
But we be about that bread.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, like, yeah, y'all definitely. Play.
Yeah,
y'all definitely. Do, but I do know that it takes a lot for a Taurus woman to really, like, fall deeply in love, oh, madly yeah. in love.
It's usually surfacey.
Yes, but that person that they do, they will give everything.
Oh, so, yeah, but absolutely.
That doesn't come
now, off. Leo, like, I'll be in love every day. I'm like, I'll go on one day, and I'll be like, Dre, I love him, girl.
Right over here like, bro.
Right. Every Taurus I know is just like, here we go again. Yes. Like with me. They be like,
yes.
Yo, can we not? I'm like, he my husband. He my boyfriend. I'm so in love. I love him.
And I used to be like Ooh. That with Lynn.
Sorry, y'all. We popping bottles. We popping bottles over here. We in the club. Hold on, baby.
Fucked up. I got my people with me. But
now,
back to the tricking. I used to be like that with Lex, but now I'm not like that anymore. And now whenever she called me about a new nigga, I just be over here like, okay, girl.
Right.
Because I be knowing this on you know it,
right. Exactly.
I know her.
Oh, my God. It's so funny you say 3 weeks because I always tell everybody, I'm like, it's only 3 weeks. Like, if I.
It is.
Even like, yeah, with the, like, let's say, for example, I've been with the same guy for a long time, but, like, we went on and off because mm-hmm. we had people in between that yeah. time where we was, you know, not supposed to kind of be with nobody else, but whatever, yeah. right? So then, like, every single time we get into it, I'm like, everybody I ever dealt with was only for 3 weeks. You be carrying them on for, like, a whole fucking year. That's or two amazing. Or five.
If a Leo fuck with you... Oh, let me get on the mic. I'm sorry. If a Leo fucks with you longer than, like, 3 weeks right. a month, then you might be in
there. Right. Now. It's true.
I with a Taurus, too, though, because we cut people off even faster than y'all, because I don't never like nobody.
No, yeah.
It's like, I'll but go I mean, one date with
y'all. See, but y'all don't mind y'all remaining don't like friends.
At all. Like, you said we what?
Y'all don't remind me... Y'all don't mind remaining friends. I don't.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind being cool with
them. No, we cut them off.
You either gonna love me or not.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's going on. I'm
yeah,
like,
I could be cool with you if I don't like you, but niggas don't be wanting to be cool with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no.
That's the problem.
No. I don't want to be cool. If it doesn't work out, okay. I don't want to be your friend.
So, look, y'all know we keep getting off topic. We've talked about signs.
Oh, the sugar daddy.
Shit.
I mean, the sugar mamas.
Yes, the sugar mamas. So, like
so
I said.
So, you'll never be a sugar mama.
9 times out of 10.
Okay, so let me ask you this, though. Okay. Do you feel like whenever you're in love and you have a husband, like, you wouldn't buy him a Lambo? If you had
but
money?
But that's different. That's my husband. Even yeah. if I got a boyfriend, and I was serious as fuck with my boyfriend and I'm rich as fuck, like, I would buy him whatever. Yeah. That's my nigga. But 9 times out of 10, he doing the same.
Right.
Right.
With no questions asked.
So it has to be reciprocated for sure.
Yeah.
You would never be the person that would do it first.
No. Absolutely not. You think I'm
gonna
buy a nigga a Lambo?
No, not a Lambo. Okay,
like if you was a millionaire, like super millionaire, she mean.
Like yeah, like if you had money, you wouldn't like do something for a nigga. Like
not
except
me do it first, because if I'm a millionaire, I'm only dating niggas who got more millions than me.
I'm dead. I am dead.
But that's just me. That's just how I, you know how I be looking at
yeah.
you.
Like, oh wait, so what about
all these niggas is trash?
What about
so if I'm gonna deal with a trash nigga, I'd rather deal with the richest one.
But what about if you had 20 million and he had 10 million?
I could date a nigga with 10 million okay. if I was worth 20 million.
Okay.
Would you date a nigga with 10 million now?
Yeah.
That's funny. She's
if
like.
Kids, though, if he played football or basketball.
She's like, is it guaranteed or not?
Yeah.
She like, hold on.
If he played football, probably not.
So for me, in closing this topic, I just feel like, I don't see, honestly, I don't see nothing wrong. I agree with Dre on that. I don't see nothing wrong with women tricking as long as it's reciprocated. Yeah. I don't feel like women should do it first because I feel like men are users and men are trash. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do feel like women are more grateful when we get gifts and we receive things. I feel like a lot of times women will be in a relationship with a guy and he'll do a lot for her. And I'm not saying there are women out there that don't use men, but I feel like if you're doing things for a woman, I feel like more so she's appreciative and she really fucks with you. With a man, if he's getting stuff from a woman, he's probably like, y'all look what this bitch done bought me now. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's different. On some corny shit. So,
but also they, yeah, they start expecting it. And then it makes you feel like they, like, the women become like a slave to it. Like,
yeah.
So, for example, well, I personally do not really condone women tricking because, like you said, especially if it's not reciprocated or whatever. But I do remember this situation where this girl said to me, you know, I'm constantly paying for everything. I haven't even been able to do anything for myself in like 2 damn years because I'm like helping fund his music career and this and that, whatever the case is, right? So I said, I tell people all the time, like, you can fuck with a bastard, you can't fuck with a bum. Like, like, meaning like, you know, not that I want to condone cheating and all of that stuff, yeah. But I'd rather you not fuck with the dude who, like, literally don't have nothing and treating you like shit, right? So, exactly. So when she said, I said, listen, I need you to stop doing. I said, I don't care if you stay with him, whatever the case is, but I need you to stop paying for stuff, right?
Right.
So, because people always ask me, like, how do I know if I'm being used? Because girls don't have no moderation. Like, we're the type of person that, like,
he's full throttle.
Exactly. He buy you roses, we buy him a TV. Right, we be like, oh my god, that's okay.
He pay your phone bill.
Right,
he's
corner. Exactly. Like, we always find ourselves doing that because we want to show that we grateful in like some other crazy way or whatever. So I'm like, So then I started saying, like, you gotta match what they give you. You know what I mean? So if they, if they're generous, I always say, like, a broke guy could give you his last dollar. You know, so if you have a guy who makes less money than you and he would take the last $5 and feed you, or, you know, if he outside mowing your lawn or he cooking for you or whatever the case may be, and he's just showing that he appreciates you and that he knows that you're the one who's like spending the money and stuff, then okay, cool. But if you just the person who's just putting out and you're not even getting back in to no capacity, and I tell this to even sugar daddies. Like, this guy, he hit us up on Instagram the other day, and he was like, you know, I was like, did she give you anything, like,
in return?
Yeah, like, but were you happy, like, with this sugar baby? Like, if you just giving money, then it's kind of like,
what's the point?
Yeah. Like, I don't care about the sugar baby, sugar daddy dynamic, but, like, are you getting what you are you getting your money's worth?
Right, exactly. Because I will say I've never been in a, well, I've had, like, one sugar daddy situation when I was younger, but it was a cool, like, I actually kind of liked him, so it worked out.
Yo, we was always liking somebody.
when you like a sugar daddy.
Everybody. But I ain't never been not one nigga that licked fuck no. with
me. But when you like a sugar daddy, that you would have hit the jackpot. Yeah. It's hard to like a sugar daddy.
Yeah. I've had
one sugar daddy and I liked him. But even now, like, when I have men that, like, give me money or do things that I want them to do, I always make sure that I'm there for them in whatever way that they need, because they're there for me financially.
Right. Know
well, you know, look. Look, I will be at work.
Y'all
I
should see the eyes that they're giving each other right now.
That's why we about to start recording.
Like, but I am. Like, I feel like if a guy is doing whatever I need him to do, I could be at work. He like, let me see them titties, baby. I'm running to the bathroom, shaking titties in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like no matter what the dynamic is, I feel like everything should be reciprocated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't expect men to be paying your rent or paying your phone bill or paying anything and you're not giving them nothing. Mm-hmm. You're not giving them good conversation.
Right.
You're not giving, making them feel better after they've been at
stroke
work.
Stroke their ego
day.
Or something.
Yeah.
I love to stroke a nigga. That's my favorite thing to do.
You know that's my favorite thing
that's
to
my
do.
Favorite thing to do.
So I'm glad you brought up stroking egos. We've been doing good today with these transitions, might I add.
Damn.
And we've been drinking, and we're not too drunk. Because we did an episode with Kiki on cocktails, and we got too fucked up. I had to delete terrible. It. I had to delete it. It was so bad. Oh, we got fucked up.
The episode with her. It was so bad.
Oh, my God.
So, speaking of stroking man ego, we going to get into the bed. Hey.
Mm,
hey, the bed. So, for the bed topic, I want to talk about women faking orgasms. Mm-hmm. And this goes into stroking the male ego and making men feel good versus, you know, women out there saying, like Big Sean said, he's giving Jhené Aiko 9 orgasms.
He never met
a nigga
like that.
In a day.
It's
so
funny, I spoke about that on a live this morning.
So how do you feel about...
I don't believe him, though.
You don't believe him?
You don't? You think he capping? Be capping.
No, I don't think... Well, I don't know who's capping, but... I just didn't believe it.
So, do you... Why do you feel like... Because I'm not going to lie. Last person I had sex with, I talked about this on the last episode. I had 4 orgasms. I did. Mm-hmm. But that rarely happens. Right. That's why I was so surprised. Like, literally, my wig came off. My wig literally came off. It came off while we was fucking. So, I was like, ooh. You know? I went and got my hair done just because I was so embarrassed. I said, we got to go. We wasn't ready. But why do you feel like women fake orgasms?
Well, I feel like... For two primary reasons, like you said, either to stroke the ego or so that you could hurry the fuck up.
And nut.
And because you taking too long. Because, uh-huh, like, guys be acting like they don't want to come until you come in. And you be like, all right, you're not really doing a good job and I'm not going to come. Because you're not doing, like, for us, it's a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, first of all that turning, I mean, flipping and changing positions every 5 seconds. We not going to get that rhythm to come.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
And it's like every single time you pull it out, now you just kind of reset it, you know, like all of that. So sometimes we just be like,
we can't, like, we be tired. We be ready for this shit to be over.
Exactly. So,
no, I'm 20 and done. Anything longer than 20 minutes.
Oh, I want to say 20 nuts.
You
girl.
Count me out.
I'm not
saying 20 minutes.
No, I literally, everybody has been jumping down my damn throat about this all week. Because I had this thing that I always say.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, I'm good with 19 minutes sex. Yeah. 3 minutes ahead for me, 3 minutes ahead for you, 13 minutes sex. Yes. We good. I was like, what? No. Like, they're like going crazy.
Why do people feel like sex needs to be 45 minutes?
I don't know. I think it's people with trash.
I'm going to put.
If you having good sex.
Let me tell y'all something right now.
As soon as you put it in, it's just like,
exactly.
You know?
I'm going to put on.
Yes.
I'm going to put on an episode of The Office. By the time that shit over, we better be fucking done. We better. Once you hear that. I want nuts busted, okay? I don't have time for that. And honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I talk about Garfield all the time. I'm going to keep it real. My pussy is not staying wet for no 45 minutes.
That's too damn long. What? You got to start
drinking. I know. I told y'all. Now, I told y'all the trick. You got to spit in your hand and roll over.
And let
him hit it from the back and rub that coochie so he thinks it's still wet.
The craziest thing about is that spit not even that slippery.
It's not. You got about 30 seconds. For this shit dry
up. You know what, I used to smoke weed and I fucked with a nigga that smoked weed. You know, you be having cotton mouth. Yeah. The spit be very smart.
You gotta use your spit very wisely.
That is so funny. No, because people don't even understand. Okay, so there's two things. I always be like, I know this seems like it's crazy. Like, it sounds crazy. But spit not really that wet, and neither is the fucking... having sex in the shower.
Oh no.
Like,
no.
That shit will dry you up so fucking
so
fast.
Quick.
I don't understand people that
pool sex, all that
water.
Shit.
I know.
That shit is whack. And then I'm too big. Y'all know I live in a ghetto ass apartment. My shower can fit 1.5. 1.5, nigga.
I'm from the Bronx. We damn sure don't got no big ass shower. Listen. And then I got a video about, like, shower sex. I'm like, shower sex is whack. That's for rich sex. People with big bathrooms.
Yes.
That's not for fucking
people. I like shower sex.
No, not me.
Not in my house, though.
Well, your other apartment, it was probably good. Because you had a big shower.
Oh, I did.
You had that big
shower one time.
Mm. No, but you about to bust your ass and you about to dry up and fall in the tub and kill yourself and
all
that.
Yeah, it's too much.
But, yeah, so... the faking orgasms thing, I don't usually fake, because I can honestly say that I got my first orgasm when I was 17 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was by accident. I don't know what the fuck was happening.
Was it with yourself or with a man?
No, with a guy.
Oh, wow. You're blessed. That's 17?
Yes, I know. So, but you know what? That's because missionary is very underrated and nobody want to do missionary.
I
and
missionary, one of the best.
Oh, it really
no.
is.
I'm not riding no. Are you talking about
Mission
the man on top?
No, him on top.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, him on top?
No, I can't come like that. It feels good, but I'm not going to come like that.
See,
I can come from the from missionaries.
Yes. Mm-mm. Because, like, you could, like, position it and grind on it. Yeah. Like,
baby, grind on me. Relax your mind. Okay. I'll say, for me, I started faking orgasms at a very young age.
Yeah, I just almost choked.
I started faking orgasms because, like, I didn't even... like a rite of passage. I'm not going to be funny. I think I started masturbating very young. I was, like, 15. But
really?
I didn't even know. I started the first
on another episode.
No, the first time. I did. But I didn't know what I was doing. My homegirl, her name is Lindsay. Shout out to Lindsay, my white friend. She told me, she was like, sit in the bathtub. And
white people always introducing black people to something sexual.
That's so crazy.
I promise you. It's always white people influencing us on some dumb shit.
So the first crazy time, shit. I think I was about like 12.
Tiara, have you ever laid in the bathtub and lift your legs?
I was like, and I was like, what? Oh my God. Let me try it. So that was the first time I did, but I didn't get anything from it. I was 12. I didn't know. I think the first time I really started kind of like rubbing myself and kind of feeling something, I was like 15. But I didn't have my first orgasm until I was like older. Mm-hmm. So
my guy was older. That's why.
That's probably why. 25. But I think whenever I first started having sex, because I lost my virginity when I was 17, I didn't even know women could orgasm.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
I didn't know what it, I never heard of it. No, you know what? That they say orgasm and come, right? Mm-hmm. You think you come. It's like, sometimes when you're having sex, it's like this little surge, like you're like, zip.
Yeah.
Like a little zip.
Yeah.
And you be like, oh, I came. And you don't even know that's nothing.
That's not
until
even.
It actually happens, you're like, oh shit, can we redo the whole last like 10 years? Because I didn't even know that an orgasm
existed.
I tell people like this.
My pussy could do that.
I said, listen, that little surge, if you never felt like you went to heaven and then you like resurrected and came back down, like you did not have an orgasm. Because you would, it's like this build up. You're like, wait, where am I going? 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 Where am I going?
And I'll I'll say this. Once I had to teach myself how to orgasm with men. Like, I did. And once I taught myself, I know how to make myself orgasm. I'm going to have an orgasm 9 times out of 10 because I know what to do.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So now I don't have to fake it. But I'll be thinking about it. It's a lot of men in my past that are probably like, man, I broke Lex off.
Yeah.
I gave Lex the business.
Yeah.
But I'm like, did you really?
Right.
Did you really?
A lot of niggas in my past,
they just didn't put it down, but they be out here thinking that they put it down.
See, but before you know,
I want to bring one of them on the show.
Be like, I just want to admit to you that you wasn't doing nothing.
But it's crazy because a lot of men, they really don't know that we're faking, and they feel like they're that one exception. Because on Twitter,
how would they know?
That's what I'm saying.
If your pussy wet, I feel like a lot of guys don't even know what happens when a woman orgasms.
Right, they don't.
So if your pussy is just wet, they're gonna believe you.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I brought in the Big Sean verse, because everybody was like, "Oh yeah, I do that to my woman all the time." I'm like, 90% of women are not experiencing orgasms. 90%. So there's no way that all you men are sitting up here talking about you're making your woman orgasm. It's just not realistic. Mm-hmm. And it's not happening.
Not 9 times.
So that's
you barely doing it one. How
barely.
You doing it 9?
Barely. Exactly. Barely one.
And then when you do it once. Okay, so we just happened to be talking about this on live this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, so when you do it once, how is it? That shit is so sensitive. Mm-hmm. Like, what type of alien monster are you to want to keep on fucking through that, like, you don't want to savor it? Like, it's like calming down. Mm-hmm. You trying to fuck through that to get another one? Like, okay, like, yeah, you could fuck through it to get, like, but 9 more times?
Yeah, not 9 more times. I'm not, like I said, I can come multiple times. It is sensitive, but, like, I feel like once I get, like, that 5-10
yes.
minutes to pass,
that's what I was about to say.
I'm ready again.
5 minutes, though.
Yeah.
I can't fuck again immediately after. Like, my pussy be too...
It's like you touch it and be like...
Right. You're like, don't touch me. Even when guys be like, my dude will be like, oh, you gonna keep sucking after I come? I'm like, uh-huh. And then...
Like, that's my favorite thing to do.
No, but I don't want to, but I'll do it. Like, if you saying it, so then I'll try to... He'd be like, no. I'm like, but you told me.
Yeah, he's like...
He's like, but you told me to keep on sucking. He's like, no, 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 no. I'm like, see, that's how I know.
Yeah.
Niggas be definitely having an out-of-body experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, so do women. Yeah. So do women. You got to think about if you're having an orgasm while a man is eating your pussy. It's the same feeling. Well, I can't say that because I don't have a dick. But I think it's the same kind of reaction. Yeah,
no, sir. No, we do got our own little dick.
Yeah, like it really is. That's what I'm saying. So I just want women that are listening to the show, I feel like it's very important because I feel like we've all had orgasms with men before. So my ladies out there that are straight, because I feel like when you have a sex with a woman, you're going to orgasm.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah.
But for the ladies that are straight out there, I just feel like we as women really need to stop doing that, faking orgasms.
We
like
should.
We really, really do.
It's counterproductive.
It really is. And we're getting...
It says show the nigga like...
It show him. Because there's literally no benefit for us. Yeah. Unless, like I said, it's like a transactional situation. Mm-hmm. There's no benefit from you sleeping with a man that you have feelings...
Hell, if it's transactional, you already done gave me my Lucretia.
Right. Like, I don't care.
I need to act like I can't.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, if it's somebody that you like or that you care about or that you're in a relationship with, you're not getting any benefits from...
Oh, and then one thing I always say is, if he asks you, did you come? Well, first of all, there's a lot of things I say about this coming thing, right?
Uh-oh.
So, number one, if he says... If he doesn't ask you, I mean, some girls be like, oh, I don't want nobody to ask me if I came, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like guys do be asking.
Oh, they
like,
do. They definitely
like,
ask.
You came?
Oh, now, how many times?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, don't lie on that. But if somebody says, did you come?
Because you don't know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if they think we came, but it's counterproductive to lie, but because we lie, they do ask, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I say, if they be like, oh, you came, if you say no, well, you should say no if it's not true.
Right.
Like, you should say no. And if he don't do nothing to try to make you come, like, on some eating you out.
Right.
Or like, go, or even act like he care instead of like, okay, you know? Then it's like, you know he's selfish and he's probably not worth it.
If he says that, he'd be like, damn, all
right,
then.
Right. No, one time a dude told me, I was like, stop, I ain't come. He was like, you're not always going to come. What?
And this is my point.
What the fuck you mean?
I'm glad you said that because that's why I said, it's not the same, though, because no matter what, a man is going to come. All they need is friction.
Yes.
They can cut a hole in this fucking dry ass wall and fuck it.
No, somebody told me that it was a nigga. I forgot who it was, but they was like, if a nigga fucks him, like, niggas saying that a bitch got good pussy or whatever is something that niggas just came up with to kind of try to like divide women. Because even if a nigga fuck a bitch with some dry pussy long enough, he's still gonna come.
But for women, it's not the same.
Yeah. It's true.
So I feel like men should care more, but I feel like women are so delicate during sex. We go in, but just like how you said earlier, like when women go, we go in.
Right.
Whether it's financial or in the bedroom too. Emotionally, women, we just go for the jugular and everything. So when we're in bed, bitch, we turning tricks. We done ask our friend, bitch, how you suck head? What you do? We learning all the tricks because we like, Missy made a whole song, Pussy Don't Fail Me Now. I gotta turn this nigga out. So, we don't gotta turn no nigga out. He gonna
turn us out.
He gonna turn us
he
out.
He deserves.
So, that's what I'm saying.
We deserve.
We fucking deserve.
I deserve great
sex. I deserve everything.
That's what I'm saying. So,
we all do.
A pussy ain't gonna turn a nigga out. Nigga gonna nut regardless. So I feel like we need to turn it back to it. Sex needs to be about the women and satisfying us. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what you do, a man is gonna nut, period. They
yeah,
because
if you satisfy us, the whole experience is just awesome.
Man.
Because we're gonna be super wet. We're gonna be super open. Mm-hmm. Like, you might be able to get it in the ass easier.
I was just about to say that. When a nigga got me, I'll put it in my ass. Put in my ass.
Hey, and I'll be like, hold up.
Look, y'all can tell these mimosas hitting now. The mimosas have settled
that
in.
That is so funny.
So, yeah, so let us know how y'all feel because we still got a letter to read. Uh-huh. So, yeah, we got to do the bop. So, yeah, let us know how y'all feel about women faking orgasms. And any ladies out there, if you're faking an orgasm, I really want y'all to write in and tell us why you do it and what's your purpose.
And to stop.
So we gonna get into the bop of the week. So look, you ready? Cause your phone is in hand. Sister is never ready for the bop. So what is your bop of the week?
Okay, so Drake and Party.
Oh, I knew it. I swear to God. Oh, fucking brother. Go ahead, bitch. Go ahead.
You know me so well. Okay, so Drake and Party Next Door came out with a song called Loyal. I love that fucking song. And then supposedly they supposed to be coming out.
How you loving it? Just came out last night.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I love Drake. Like, and I love Party Next Door. I honestly been waiting on him to drop a new project. Because he hasn't came out with a new project in like, what, probably like three years.
Oh, really? It's like a little kind of Afrobeat song, right? Yeah, okay. Wait,
what was his last song? I don't know.
Well, his last project, I think.
No, like the last popular song. Because I don't be remembering everybody.
It was a song recognized with Drake. Right?
I don't fucking know.
That was the last
popular
song he had, but that was in like 2016.
Cause all the song I listen to, my friend, yes, I'm hurting, yes, I'm jaded.
Yeah, we posted that on her story earlier. I said, bitch, up mood, up forever mood.
Nah, jaded is one of my favorite songs by Drake.
But yes, they're supposed to be coming out with an album.
Recognize was 2014.
It was?
Oh, damn.
With You was 20.
Oh, it's about us right now. So where you going?
That was Drake.
I'm with
too.
You.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was on More Life.
Yeah.
No, With You. No.
Yeah, With You.
That was on Views.
Yeah, With You.
Then they had a song together on More Life. But Party Next Door by himself hasn't actually came out like with a
song. Yeah, with a song.
I don't think I know who this is.
You don't know who Party Next Door
is? I know the name, but I don't know the
song. What was his song? There was a song. What was the song? It was like, it was talking about him, you come coming through. Come and see me for once.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
That's him. That's what I can think about.
Yeah.
So,
they're coming out with an album supposedly soon, and I'm excited. I'm like, damn, I need to get my heart broken so I can really feel the shit.
My heart stay broken.
Can't get they fucking heart broken.
Oh, yes, they can. Yes, they fucking can.
Like
Try to stun if you want to.
Once in a blue moon.
But we bounce back quick, though.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah. It happened. I got my heart broken. I'm honest. I only got my heart broken once in my life.
Since I've met you, honestly, you don't never like nobody. Right, I ain't never seen you in a relationship. I don't never see you really fuck with somebody. So that's why I said it was weird for me when you were going through that. Because I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I'm like,
I'm crying over my nigga. I was over. She crying over hers. I'm like, wait.
This is odd.
This is weird. It's usually me crying. What's going on here? Okay, so my bop of the week. Y'all know I love Summer Walker. Mm-hmm. And that's my bitch. And Chris Brown is my favorite. Y'all know I cannot. And they got a song together that dropped last night called Something Real. Yes. Produced by London on the track. I love that she's.
Well, duh.
You know, I would say even if they don't work out, I love the fact that she's getting the best work from this nigga. I never knew that he could make R&B beats like this.
Maybe not R&B beats, but I knew he was hard.
No, I knew he was hard, but with rap music, it's different.
Yeah.
To be a producer of R&B and a producer of rap music is totally different. Mm-hmm. The fact that this man can do rap music and R&B, that's really not... People can't really do that. It's like Timbaland can do that, like Swizz Beatz, like great people can do that. Not a lot of people can do
can only do
trap beats. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, look at Southside. He's one of the hottest producers same thing with what's his name? Hitmaker. He mostly does. Well, Hitmaker does both.
Did y'all watch
and that shit up quick?
Did y'all watch Rhythm and Flow?
Yes, I did. I loved Rhythm and Flow.
Me too. You didn't watch it?
Yeah,
I love when they like work with the producers.
Yes, it was amazing because producers really are the creatives. Like they're really the person that's bringing the music alive.
Yeah,
so I feel like. Y'all remember how, like...
Who did you want to win real quick?
I think the person who won deserved it. What was the guy's name?
I met him over the weekend at the
award. Yeah, I really think he deserved it.
He actually is so fine in real life.
Okay. He was fine on the show.
No, I mean, he was... I'm just saying, he just looked... I don't know, maybe 250 made him a little more finer.
I did like, what's her name? London B. I liked her, but I feel like it was a little gimmicky.
Yeah.
And it wasn't...
I don't know. I loved Flawless. I don't know why, but
Flawless was good. You know who else I liked? What was the little girl's name?
Beans.
Yes! They hold her.
They fucked up when they put them together because they like the same.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how can you battle against a battle rapper?
Yeah,
that was totally unfair.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Do you have a bop of the week? What you been listening to this week? It don't have to be a new song. It don't have to be anything.
I've been listening to Sir...
Okay, I love Sir.
Surprisingly, and that's D Smoke's brother. And I had no idea until yesterday.
That makes sense.
I didn't fucking know this.
Y'all gotta go watch this show.
That they look alike. Now that you
I had no idea.
They're full blood, like mom and dad.
I don't know. But they're brothers. They're brothers. And wow. I was like, what? Yeah, that's so they crazy. Performed together on the Soul Train Awards.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't watch the Soul Train Awards.
Yeah. I haven't watched it either.
Yeah, so Sir's album, actually, Fire. My friend was playing it. In Fire. The, now, I found out about Sir from Joe Budden on a podcast.
Yeah, because he loves some R&B.
I ain't in the mood.
Let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all how crazy Joe is. We're at a pool party. He had Lucky Day perform.
Oh, my God.
Niggas is getting drunk, and he got Lucky Day up there talking about, I got me a new girl. It's like, we are drunk, sir. We trying to twerk.
He's so chill all the time.
He loves R&B.
Oh, he loves R&B. Yeah, so that's how, so Sir, that album was good. I gave it a couple of runs, and I really like, his voice is so calm.
But he don't look like how he sounds.
At all.
He looks like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like he's about to be a new Kendrick Lamar. Mm. And then he sound like Miguel.
And then he don't play, because when he went on Breakfast Club, Charlamagne was trying to play him about his name, was like, oh, your real name is Sir. He was like, yeah, because it means respect. Like, you have to respect me.
Oh.
So he don't play.
I was like, your name is Charlamagne.
No, his name is Leonard.
Exactly. Well, exactly. I mean,
what I'm saying, why the fuck you made that your fucking daughter name? Nigga, that ain't cute.
No, yes. But Sir is actually a dope name.
Yeah, Sir is.
Especially if that's your real name.
Yeah, he said something about his grandmother gave him that name because she always wanted to make sure people respected him when they addressed him.
Mm. I fuck with Charlamagne. I like Charlamagne, but he got some nerve. What kind of name is Charlamagne?
Charlamagne. What Webby said.
Webby couldn't even say that shit. Webby was like,
Charlamagne.
Okay, so those are the bops of the week.
So we got the question.
So make sure y'all always email us if you want to get your question answered on the show. Email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. That's askpoorminds@gmail.com. So yes. Go ahead, little Drea.
Okay, so it says advice. Keep me anonymous, please. First, I absolutely love y'all. Y'all have me in hysterics every week at work, but I need help. I'm 27, have a good job, pursuing a master's degree, and have all my own shit. I'm plus size gang, but your girl is a little cutie. The only thing lacking is my dating life. Men are definitely interested in me, but I can't seem to keep them interested, and I think it's because I'm a virgin. My goal is to stay a virgin until marriage. But as I've gotten older, I've changed my mind. I'm ready to pop some She Orgasms pills and have me some sex. Shout out to She Orgasms. But I don't know how to broach the topic with niggas at all. The clingy, crazy, ain't no time for teaching stigmas usually deter me from bringing it up. I masturbate, love porn, and have given head a couple times, so it shouldn't be a completely horrible first time, right? I have an out-of-town guy waiting to come spend the night with me. Waiting to come spend the weekend with me, but he doesn't know I'm a virgin. I'd hate for him to come 4+ hours to feel like he wasted his time. I don't want to scare him or any other guys off, but when's a good time to clue them in? How can I get this cherry popped and start exploring?
Oh,
help a bitch out. Signed, horny as a motherfucker.
I don't want to talk about this.
Here's my IG for pick references.
I'm
going to show you.
So I love the fact that you signed it horny as a motherfucker, because I'm always horny.
Listen, I don't want to talk about this.
You don't have any advice for her?
No. I mean, like, I be feeling so bad when people wait so long to lose their virginity, because I'm like, girl, you ain't going to even fucking talk to the person who you lost your virginity to.
Okay,
so,
this is our Instagram.
Yeah, but I just feel like, how many of y'all, like, done already wrote off the person that you lost your virginity to?
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
I barely even think about
that. Exactly.
I don't think about him at all. We still talk. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah,
she's
cute.
Yeah, she a cute girl.
I haven't seen.
See, but this is the thing.
She's gorgeous.
Right, but the thing is,
how nobody ain't tapped that ass yet, queen?
No, but the reason why I'm saying this is because it hurt my heart to know that she gonna give it up at this age and this stage, and this person is just gonna be like a fucking blank. Right, it's just gonna be a freaking blink of an eye, and you already on to the next. But emotionally, you gonna feel like, I waited so long to get this person my virginity. And it's not going to...
And that's why I say, don't feel pressure. Do not feel pressure. Because, sister, you have waited this long. So make sure, I feel like, if you like somebody, that's something you got to let them know. And that's a conversation you need to have. Because I don't want you to waste it.
That's what I'm saying.
I would have been like, go ahead, pop that pussy one time.
Okay, guess what?
She's 27.
I think the best advice that we all could give her is to sell it.
I did!
Honestly. Oh.
No.
I'm 28. If I was fucking 28 and I was a virgin, I swear to God, I'd be selling this shit to the highest bidder. If I hadn't fell in love yet.
I think it's on, like, online. You could sell your virginity.
Well, I don't agree.
I be running them bands up real quick.
Y'all are terrible
because
people.
The first
experience. Been going to the highest bidder.
No, because no. It's like a whole thing.
I know.
Like,
I
you
know
can get
it
paid
is.
Paid. For selling your virginity, because the first person you have sex with is not.
But she said she wants to try to wait until she's married.
No, she said fuck it.
Okay. That's why I was kind of confused.
Well, I'll say this.
She said it.
I just want, I don't want her to feel the pressures of being horny, because let me tell you, if you're masturbating right now, that's the best orgasm you're going to get, first of all. So let me explain
don't
that to you,
fooled.
Sister.
I hate you.
Don't
no.
be fooled.
I don't agree.
Well,
first. Gotta get you a Sagittarius.
No, but I'm telling you, she's fully. The fact, okay. No. Let me tell you why I said that, because she's 27.
I had a flashback.
No, listen, she's 27 and she's never had sex. By the time she's going to have a good orgasm during sex, it's probably going to be like 6-7 years from now.
I thought she said 16.
Did you think that long? Because they say that once you hit 30, you're in your sexual prime.
I am.
Okay, so
no, I think my shit went down.
Years.
You think your shit went down? Mm-hmm. I'm horny all the time.
No, not me.
I can
really?
If I
be looking forward to 30. I got another year and a half.
If
I be looking forward though, because I be like, I heard the show.
Listen, if I see anything shaped like a cylinder, I'm ready to fuck. I'm ready to fuck.
Yeah.
Always been ready to fuck though. That
it's even
new.
No, it's even worse now. Like, I'd be like, invite my nigga over. I'd be like, hey, you wanna come over? He's like, I ain't got no juice left. Please, I'll be draining that nigga.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Yes.
Don't touch me.
But no, but like I was saying to her, I feel like don't let the pressure that you feel like, oh, you're ready. I feel like you've waited this long. You might as well wait until you're in a serious situation. Because I feel like for me, the best sex that I have now is when there's a mental connection.
Yes.
And an emotional connection.
Yes.
So I feel like at least wait till you find somebody that has a connection to you mentally and emotionally.
I don't agree. Because I feel like niggas will lie.
I was just
and
about to say
will
that.
Fight. Niggas will lie. Say
get it.
And niggas
yeah,
will
absolutely.
Pussy. So say she meet a nigga and he fronting and he lying and he acting like he a certain type of way just so he can get some
yes.
pussy from her. And he really turned out to be a fuck boy and she done gave him some pussy because she thought they had a connection.
Right.
I don't feel like it needs to make, I don't think the connection should matter. I feel like as a woman, you know when you're ready to give
have
your
sex.
Virginity up.
Yeah.
You know when you're ready to have sex. When I decided to have sex when I was 15, I knew I was ready.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, you didn't know. You was just ready to fuck because that's what everybody else was doing.
Okay, but that's fine. But I knew I was ready to fuck.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I knew I was ready to take
on no, but we was fucking at 15 because that's what everybody else was doing. When I look back on it, was I ready?
But
no.
First of all, you're wrong because I have friends who were the same age as me who
and
didn't lose their virginity until they were like 19, 20.
But that's true.
That's
but what I'm
true.
Saying is when you're 15, you don't know. What you're fucking
but
for
I,
you just fucking
but I knew that I thought I was ready to get some
you
dick.
Thought
right
so I got some
bitch you thought bitch you thought bitch
you thought
but
so I feel like if she meets some, like if she feels like she's at that point in her life where she's ready she should fuck if she ready to fuck. I don't feel like I'm just being honest
I say sell it
yeah
I'm not gonna lie though.
Go ahead and give it up, being that you're 27, bitch. You might as well sell it. I was 15. I couldn't sell it. I was too young.
I cannot believe y'all tell her to sell.
I can't believe you telling her not to sell it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie though, but I will say they selling it for like $500,000.
Honey, when your birthday?
August 22nd.
Oh, okay, you are at August.
I'll say this. I feel like she wants a situation. That's how the letter came off to me, though, because she's like, this guy from out of town, I like him, he wants to come spend a weekend. She's going to get emotional, y'all.
Yeah, for sure.
So you can't tell her just go fuck, because that's not going to happen. No, she's going to get attached.
No, but this
how
is...
How you know she might not get that?
You get like, attached. I want some more, I'm a fiend.
Wait,
she
no.
She want to go fuck another nigga.
You get attached when there ain't nothing on the table else besides your virginity. That's why I said sell it, so whether it's good or not, you're not gonna feel no way because you got something for it, right? But you give your virginity away. No, seriously. I mean, you get your virginity taken away by a dude who now we don't know if he gonna fall in or fall back. We don't know if he gonna be in a relationship with you or not. We don't know if he gonna call you back or not. We don't know if he gonna give you anything or not. Like, that's too risky.
But at least if you got that money.
Exactly.
You got that money.
I would sell it. I would go on sugardaddy.com. I'm being dead ass serious. I would go on sugardaddy.com.
Money soothes all pain.
And put, well, this might be illegal. I don't know. This might be prostitution. I'm not sure.
I'm kidding.
I would go on sugardaddy.com and be like, a virgin looking for, or whatever websites they got. When I was doing my tour, mm-hmm. they told me about this website called Name Your Price or something like that, where you get paid to go on a date with these
down.
Guys.
Let me write this down.
I'm doing all this promo for them. I don't even
look. Let me write this down.
So y'all like the run of that cheese.
So like, this is website where you go on and you get paid to go on a date with a guy, so you don't waste your time.
Wow. I think I kind of like that.
What is called?
I heard it's like,
not
name
that
your,
I need it right now.
I'm
name
dead.
Your price or something.
So, okay. So, price? Y'all's advice is for her to sell her virginity. That's what y'all want to stick with.
I feel like sell it or go fuck. Just go fuck.
She's
if you
like,
ready
go
to
in
fuck,
between.
Go fuck. Do you got like a nigga that you've been cool with for a long ass time who you feel like you could trust?
Now, I agree with that. Thank you. Now, you's talking with some logic. Now, if you have a...
Bitch, I'm always talking with logic when I'm talking about getting some money, first of all.
Well,
the fuck,
we're not talking about the money. You said if you have a friend, someone that you've been friends with for a long time that you trust, then go fuck him. I can agree with that. So if you have a close friend that don't mind putting it down on you, I think that's a good option too. But like I said, don't rush and don't feel pressure. That's all I can say. Because we don't know how it's going to end up.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
But that's why Cuddy and I agree is saying, if you going to do it, get that money.
So good luck, sister. I don't know if we answered your question, but we did the best we could do.
No, I answered my question very, very concisely, okay? Now, Lex just doesn't want your heart to be broken.
I know.
She's trying to make sure that your
broken.
No, she's making sure that she's going to be emotionally ready.
Right.
For it. And this is why it scares me, because it's so late in the game.
Thank you.
See, now, we done long got over our shit from 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why we don't care. We like, shit, the guy who I lost my virginity to died. So,
oh, damn, R.I.P.
My first love died, too.
Oh, fucking
murder.
Brother, here she go.
Right, he did.
I know.
Right. You just can't relate because none of your niggas ain't never got kids.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Well, damn. First of all, I don't date the hood niggas.
The person that I love, one of the people that I love died on a motorcycle accident.
Oh, damn.
R.I.P. Why you judging her?
R.I.P.
Judging ass.
R.I.P.
White niggas you used to be dating could have died on a motorcycle, too.
And they still alive and kicking. Still alive and kicking.
Jesus.
But anyways, like, yeah, like Cuddy said, I'm looking out for more of your emotional and your mental state that's going to come afterward. Because it's different when you're 30. Honestly, at 30, I'm still having sex and I get emotional. I'm like, do
right.
I love this man?
Right.
Do I want to marry him? Am I about to get on one knee?
Right.
So,
I don't relate.
So all I'm saying is, for her, it's going to be a little more emotional, the fact that she's
sitting over here like,
she said she about to get on one knee.
Never felt that. Never thought
but
that.
But no, that's all I'm saying is, I just want you to look out for your emotional state. Being that you're 27, like, it's easier to get over stuff when you're young.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what's going on and this. And you just live in life and you learn it. But you're 27, so it's just different. So the best thing you can do is just listen to yourself and your wants and your needs and just take. Because we can tell you what to do all day, every day, but we are not you.
We ain't virgin.
Right.
And
the crazy thing about it is, after that, once you lose your virginity, then like right after you lose your virginity. I don't know how this, I don't know if it works the same way when you get older. But one thing I can say is that you start like counting the bodies more closely. Mm-hmm. You be like, oh, I already had one. I don't want to have two so soon.
Yeah. Right.
But then
you do. Like, you do.
Yeah, but
you
then, definitely like, do. But then, now, shit. I'll be ready to add a body. Call a body. Call a body.
What's
call,
I hit T?
What's the like thing? Hey, just call a body about a week ago.
No, you know what I say? I'll be like, as long as I can name them all, I'm good.
I do keep a list now. I'm not going to lie. I have a list. And my list is a little long, but I got the list. Goddamn.
It's okay that it's long.
You ever be doing the list and don't know the person first and last name and then that make you feel like a hoe? You be like, damn.
Bro, I got like.
I be knowing niggas first and last name. I don't be knowing niggas middle name. No,
I don't know if they like, first or last
know,
name.
I don't even know my own middle name.
I do.
I've got, I'm not gonna lie, on my list, I got about four Andres, and I don't know
I got
which
mad
one
Sean's.
I got like four Andres.
I got mad Christie's.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
a lot of
Chris too.
I got a bunch of Chris.
I got a lot of Chris.
Me too. Chris and Sean. That's
Sean.
A-
oh, I got a Chris and a Sean. So shout out to all the Chris's and Sean's out there.
I'm glad y'all said this because it's certain names that I know I'm not going to never name myself.
Okay,
there's
okay.
Too many of them.
We gonna Sean write- is either going to turn into a drug dealer. I mean, a drug addict or a billionaire.
What Chris going
to
be?
A
whole ass nigga.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. A Libra.
Ooh, she got personal.
Like three of them was Libras. Ain't that crazy?
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up because we've been talking and ranting and going on and on and fucking on.
So funny.
This was a good episode.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed you, Cuddy. Yeah, honestly, I'm not going to. Cuddy, I'm not going to lie. We've had some guests on the show. You've been my favorite guest so far.
Thank you. You
have been my favorite. She has. She has.
Thank you.
So tell everybody where they can find you and where they can find your book and everything.
Okay, I'm on Instagram and Twitter, passport_Cuddy, CUTTY. I'm on Facebook and Instagram too, but it's just the same stuff from Twitter and Instagram
yes.
because I can't keep up with four damn platforms, child. You just be sending it from one to the next, you know, whatever. But I do put different content on YouTube sometimes,
okay.
So since it's longer or whatever. Mm-hmm. But my book is on Amazon. It's on ebook, print copy, and Audible. And I love the Audible because I read it myself, so they really love
oh,
it.
Oh, good.
I have to download it. They put it in Bring, too.
No, oh, my God.
She ran out of books. But I'm going to read it, and I'm going to give it to you
no,
when I'm done.
Okay. I literally brought – I came from Vegas for the Soul Train Awards. I brought the books for the podcast – and when I was over there, I was like, I want a book. I'm like, ooh.
It's a popular book.
So
I'm not
all
gonna
you hoes, they got books, I'm salty.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. My best friend, every time I say
that's
anything.
Why, no, that's why I'm like, I can't wait. Bitch, fuck that. You ain't even got to give me one. I'm about to get on Amazon.
And no, but that's what I'm saying. My best friend, every time I
say. I can send you an Audible.
Every yeah, time I say anything it. About a man or what I'm doing, she's like, well, Cuddy said. Well, Cuddy said. I'm like, well, goddamn,
what
bitch. Yes, I'm like, well, goddamn, bitch.
At the end of the day.
Because I'm not going to lie. I've been cutting up ever since I turned 30. Like, I've been going on some trips. I've been getting,
oh,
you know, I've been,
okay.
yo, I've been cutting up. So when I read this book, yo, if y'all catch me in a Lambo, don't be surprised, nigga.
Yours?
Shit. Watch me work.
Dre's like, I want a Lambo. She's like, I don't want to ride in a Lambo. I want it to be mine.
I'm like yours.
I'm gonna
be riding your nigga Lambo.
I'm
riding yours. Well,
look, we gonna be riding something besides the Challenger, bitch. Goddamn. So thank y'all. So again, thank you, Cuddy, because this has
thank
been an amazing
you.
Episode.
Thank you guys.
Make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday. We're on 96.7 The Beat for Timeline Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
Ooh.
And this has been another episode. Oh, you got anything to add?
Do you have any item of the week?
Let me think. What item
of
the
week?
So the
something that you anything like something that you use a lot.
I'll tell you what my item of the week is. I went to the nail shop recently. I got my nails done, and I'm not gonna lie. When I had my lavender nails, I got a lot of compliments. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about my Ferrari red.
I love your nails this week too.
Yeah, I have gotten a lot of compliments on my nails. Shout out to Diamond because she put me on to the color.
Okay.
So that's my item of the week: Ferrari red nails. If y'all go to the nail show, it's a gel polish. So Ferrari red, get that on your nails to be the bad bitch you deserve to be. Ladies, period.
Okay.
One of my favorite items is I have really dry skin, and I'm always looking for a good moisturizer for mm-hmm. people who have really dry skin. Mm-hmm. And I like you know that store Lush, L-U-S-H?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they have a moisturizer called Skin Drink. Okay. And I really like it.
I like that name.
Yeah.
I
gotta look that up. Yeah, because I have really dry skin, mm-hmm. and I be needing something.
Well, you look good and moisturized now, thank so you. It must work.
Yeah, glowing. I like it. Okay. Yeah, thanks.
What about you, Lil Drea?
Okay, so my item of the week is this. It's like a roll-on that you put on your bikini area. Y'all know I be y'all know I be all about vaginal health and pussy health and mm-hmm. your pH balance and all that shit. So it's a roll-on. It's called PF.
Yes, I have it.
Okay.
No, it really, really, really works.
What is it?
And I used to use this about like a year and a half ago. Well, honestly, I started using it when I lived in Houston. But then I stopped using it when I moved here. But now I just got hip back to it all of a sudden.
What is it? What does it do?
It's basically a roll-on that you put on your vagina.
For ingrowns.
And it's for ingrowns to get rid of dark spots, everything. Your pussy going to be so flawless.
So, but you got to use it right. So,
you
basically.
Because it will make your pussy peel.
Well, yeah. So, what happens is with the roll-on, I think it says you don't, after you take the hair off, you don't use it that first day, but then the second day, you use it like once a day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or was it twice a day? I don't know.
You're supposed to use it once a day.
Okay, so the instructions are on there, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to use it consistently because it's for people who have like curly hair and then like you get the ingrowns. I have really, really, really coarse hair. So I get the ingrowns immediately. So like I usually don't like to shave, but if you have to, just in case, you know, like at the drop, you know, like any given Sunday that you don't have 7 minutes for V or something, or you can't go get a wax or whatever.
Right.
So if you shave or V or Nair or whatever or wax, it really, really, really does work. And I'm saying this. I'm co-signing because I have really, really, really curly hair.
That's how mine is. Mine is like real rough down there.
And I'm telling you, this shit works wonders. Like I said, I don't even know why I ever stopped using it in the first place. But it's like now it's a holy grail of mine.
It really does.
So definitely use that.
So what's the name of it again?
It's called PFB.
PF
Vanish. Plus Chroma Bright.
Like in my bio.
I have, like, I am about to start being an affiliate.
That's what I was about to say. Oh, I already am.
Yeah,
I already am. So I have my little. I got my little. Yeah. Okay, so
yeah, I'm gonna actually post it soon and
swipe up.
Swipe up and buy it.
Yeah, it's there.
That shit is lit.
It really is. I got it from a spa one time when I went to go get a wax.
That's where I got. That's how I started using it too. I used to go to this place called Pretty Kitty in Houston to get my waxes.
Okay.
And they sold it at Pretty Kitty, and I was like, damn, this shit.
It really works.
Well, keep y'all pussy right and tight, ladies. Yeah. We got the items of the week. Anything else y'all need to add?
No,
that's it.
All right. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Once again, shout out to Passport Cuddy. Make sure y'all follow her on all platforms. And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you. Bye.